I haven't got the mental agility for Twitter. It's 9:15 on Saturday morning. It's a very particular Saturday morning. It's, I think, the second Saturday in November of 2012. And I'm tired. I haven't had enough sleep. And it's an interesting reason, and that's why I'm going to say something about it. I went out last night and played poker. I played Texas Hold'em. And it was a last-minute surprise because my wife and I were due to go and play poker. We had three babysitters fall through, and at one stage in the time leading up to poker night, I offered wholeheartedly to be the one who would stay at home and be with our daughter, so that she could go out and have the game of poker. This was partly because it had worked the other way around on a previous occasion, because in the last year there was another occasion when only one of us could go out. So anyway, for various reasons I won't go into here and now, I ended up being the one to go. So I went off and I played Texas Hold'em with five other people, I think it was. And I say I think it was because it went on quite late. Now, not late by poker standards. I think we actually finally stopped playing at about 20 past one, and I would have got home at a quarter to two, but I faffed around and listened to audio boos and sort of ended the day, and I didn't get to sleep, get to turn out the light, I suppose you'd say, until about 2:30, and this is late for me. I suppose it's not late for poker players who would play all night. It was a bit of a joke in the car coming back. I was being driven back by one of the players and his wife, that they might be off to the big game, which would only just be starting at 2:00 in the morning. So yeah, it was a lovely occasion. I suppose I'll remember the cake most of all, in that one of the people made an incredible cake. And again, I'm too tired to describe it, but it was one of those almond and apple cakes that come in a ring with a hole in the middle. Kind of like a sophisticated donut, actually, I suppose you'd say. But it was something special. And even though I'm off sweets and biscuits for the month of November, I allowed myself to have a piece of this cake. I was very good on the old alcohol front, in that I didn't let a drop of it cross my lips, and I drank about five glasses of Sprite with ice in it. And now I'm obviously avoiding talking about the poker, but the exciting part about it was that in the first half of the evening, because the setup is that we make small talk, or we have lovely small talk with each other, then we settle down, we play some poker, then we have a break, and in comes, actually it's always been chocolate cake. For some reason there was no chocolate cake last night. Chocolate cake and sandwiches is what the host provides, and then you go back and play the second half. Well, I got down to nothing, no money. I put my last chip in during the first half, but it was a big pot and I won, so I came back from the death. That's a kind of real, well, you all know what that's like, to come back from the death. To come back from the death is a really good feeling. So I came back from the death and I got into the second half quite reasonably solvent, well, ahead of the game, I suppose you'd say. And then because I had won some money, I proceeded then to lose some money, being a little bit overbold in my behaviour at the second half. But then I won three pots in a row, I think it was. Now, one of them was a piddly little pot where, everybody caved in after the first round, and I never got to find out. But I drew a full house, and those of you will know what that is. I drew a blue, or all hearts, I remember. What else did I draw during the occasions? They were the big hands that I drew. there were, yeah. So it was really good though, and one of the players had always lost everything on every other occasion, and it was really nice that last night he actually won for the first time in my memory of about six poker sessions. Yeah, it was an unexpected joy to go out and have this. But it did mean that I got, you know, a lousy amount of sleep, and I could well have done with a bit more, or else that my whole sleep was kind of shifted into the wrong time zone, you know, going to sleep at 2:30 in the morning and waking up at 8:30 isn't half as good as going to sleep at 11:30 and waking up at 5:30. I'd much prefer that. So that's it. That's just a poker night last night. I have to say that all through I was kind of laughing at myself because I thought of the one very serious poker player that I know on Twitter, Steve Brogan. And if you're listening to this, Steve, you know, it was just lovely to have you in mind. And I thought, what a joke you would think this was, our little game here. You know, one of the people, you know, lost his house, but the other guy, you know, gave it back to him. Somebody else lost a BMW on a bet, and somebody else owes somebody a holiday for 3 in the Caribbean, all expenses paid. But we didn't really, we just played for chips, you know, and chips had some value, so I did actually win some money, but it wasn't really enough to do anything to change my habits today, because today now is my wife and child are gone off to the swimming pool, and I then take over and go take my daughter Omani Dot to Coder Dojo, which I am looking forward to. So that's it. That's an introduction to Saturday, the day after poker night. And I think I'll add this to Audio Mo, in a kind of sense of community. People making an audio every day of the month. I might as well do this for that. But thanks very much for listening to this. And I hope you're going to have a very good Saturday yourself.